The image of tough, rebellious kids on the playground puffing away on a cigarette has taken a hit itself. According to the survey, less than 6% of middle school kids and less than 20% of high schoolers smoke. In 2000, the rates were 12% and 33% respectively. Eva Robilia of the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services says efforts to educate youth on the long-term effects of smoking have helped drive the numbers down.
Since 80% of smokers start smoking before the age of 18, preventing youth smoking means less lung cancer, emphysema, heart disease, and the myriad of other diseases caused by smoking. So obviously getting the word out to them when they're younger about the importance of not starting smoking is extremely important for their future and for their future health.
Robilia adds that there have also been efforts to curb cigarette sales to minors. She says that's another area that's seen a dramatic change.
5 years ago, back in 2001, a third of all retailers were selling to minors. Today, in our 2006 survey, the noncompliance rate is only 5%. So that is a significant decrease in retailers selling to minors, which is a major piece in helping with prevention.
Robilia adds that it's also the lowest rate of tobacco sales to minors ever recorded for the state. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.